at the beginning of these opening services, we will join in prayer and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, Holy, Righteous, Almighty God, once again, we have plenty of reason to thank you. We wish to thank you for this dear Opista home. We thank you for all the work of God's kingdom that you have made possible through the Opistas and the RYs and various service occasions. We thank you for our dear fatherland, where, protected by the law, we can gather freely around your word. We thank you for all our dear ones, friends, family, brothers and sisters, which you have given us for our journey. In the words of hymn 341, we also thank, you, God, for your grace, which I have been able to receive during my life. Thank you for the bright spring days. Also thank you for the heavy autumn days. Thank you that our many, many prayers you heard. Thank you that some of our requests were not fulfilled. Thank you when I was anguished and I received help from you. Thank you that your Son frees me from my sins. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless these services which are beginning. And we ask that you would open your word so that it could resound as cleansing, clear, comforting, and calling words. We ask that you give your poor servants courage to preach your word purely. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, dear service guests, it is my joy to welcome you on behalf of the board of Runwa R. Opisto to these 2025 Opisto services. Yesterday, Thursday, we arrived with my family to this area. And the area was still quite empty. A few people were moving about here and there. And the atmosphere was waiting. Everything was ready. This morning, I went for a walk early in the morning in the lodging area. There were many caravans and tents, and it was quiet. I had a beautiful feeling. God's festive people gathered at these fields in Ranua. And I had a feeling that the service guests trustingly slept and trusted in God and His guidance and His grace, and they awaited the coming service day. Much work is needed to prepare these services. This year they were arranged by Arpela Ivalonlaakso, Jakkokylä, Karunki, Kemi, Kiiminki, Rautiosaari, Simo, Sodankylä, and Tervola, Tornio. There are wise in these areas. Many thanks to you that you have accepted this task. And in this brief time, I have noticed how you have been doing this work. Also, many thanks to the staff of the Opisto who are also arranging these services. And to all the authorities and different groups that have participated, thank you all. Thank you to all of you who have taken a turn to serve here. And also thanks to you who haven't taken a turn yet, but are preparing to take a turn to work here. Everyone's help is needed. The past year of this opisto was blessed. We can only be amazed by the great blessing of the Heavenly Father, which He has shown toward this opisto work. In addition to the main course and then the short weekend courses, we have been able to serve Christianity through camps. Because of the difficult situation in Rautiosaari facilities, we have helped the people in northern Finland by arranging different camps here. This has been a year full of work and learning. Thank you for the staff and for all of you who have participated in this camp work, for the work you have done. And to all of you who have attended these camps. The opisto has large facilities, which is beginning to become old and needs renovation. We need to renew the roof and the heating and other technology. The lighting outside needs to be fixed. Although God has blessed Christianity and the opisto work, the government decisions which gave us additional places for next winter, we also need your support in order to work on these facility projects. The infrastructure around this opisto has been modernized, and the newest is the shower facility. It's hard to believe that we're keeping services at a campsite. Thank you to all of you who have made this possible. From the administration's standpoint, this is the last year of our strategy period, and we need to prepare a new strategy. And we want the staff and the students and also you to be able to participate and have influence on this strategy. Notably more youths applied to come to Opisto than we could take. Congratulations to you who were selected, and welcome to the Opisto. Many were disappointed. To you who were disappointed by not being accepted, I wish to bring a comforting message from the Heavenly Father in the words of Psalm 139. Before I had lived even one day, all my days were created. God knows our lives and He guides our lives in the best way for us. I trust in your grace. The motto of these services from Psalm 16. This motto will be referred to in many sermons, and then we have a presentation Saturday evening on this top motto. But I would like to mention a few personal thoughts about this motto. This comes close to me. Trust and grace. These two words arise very strongly in my mind. On my part, I need to say, trust in God and in His guidance has not always been easy. When God's plans and my plans go together, it's been easy to trust in God. Of course, even there, in my case, there have been dangers that if my own plans and God's plans coincide for a long enough time, then God, little by little, seems to be forgotten and become more distant. But we don't need many trials, sickness or economic troubles, or even smaller matters. Then right away, we begin rebelling. Why did this happen to me? In my mind, I would have gotten along with even smaller trials or lesser trials. Many times we sigh. If only I had enough faith that I would be able to accept even trials with thanks. Be satisfied with my grace. My grace is strong in the weak, says God to Paul. My faith has been based on grace, and I ask myself, is it easy to trust in God's grace? It hasn't always been easy. The enemy of souls who travels alongside is continuously, he was even on the steps when I rose up here, and he offered many, he offered me many thumbs up on social media for saying the wrong thing. And I have had doubts. I've done so many sins. Grace doesn't belong to you. Are you even believing? Because you're like that. The gospel even doesn't feel like anything. You can't accept grace because it doesn't, you don't feel it, and so on and so forth, he said. The enemy of souls said, I earlier said that we are preparing a new strategy for the Opisto. It, in its simplest form, it's a plan of how we are attempting to reach our goal. Again, I asked myself that when I want to get to heaven, what is my strategy for this, my plan? About 15 years ago, we prepared the summer services at Lumiyoki. Many of you remember. There was strong battle against God's kingdom and believers. The strikes came from many sides. One brother brought greetings to a meeting from America. Greetings from the Heavenly Father. And one elderly believing sister said, he told the brothers, when you have such difficult times in Finland, then make sure you have your own sins forgiven. That's the strategy of my faith. And that's the strategy for this way to heaven. The grace of God and the power of the gospel, trusting in this in all situations in life, in good days and bad days. With the help of God, we are able to fulfill this strategy. The main message of these services is the forgiveness of sins, the atonement work of Christ. From these opening words to the closing words. Brother and sister, at the end of these opening words, I am offering this precious, beautiful message here in this tent, outside the tent, in the lodging areas, or in the car on the way here, or online. This precious message belongs to all of you. You can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name, sins are forgiven. In Jesus' name, sins are forgiven. If somebody listening feels that you don't have the peace of God in your heart and your soul longs for rest and peace, it's not by chance that you're listening right now. God has led you here. You can also believe your unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. With these gracious message of the Almighty God, I wish to welcome you all to these Opisto services. May God bless our services. May the sun, grace sun shine brightly and warmly. Welcome.